Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, although it was so strong.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you. You can read, listen, ask questions. You can check out my blog and subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage and use it to your advantage. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget my YouTube channel, too, by the way, Jim Blasingame, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. I want to talk about the next 12 to 24 months. I want to talk about what I see happening, and I'd like for you to get ready for. I see America, we got a lot of fiscal problems here in the United States. Our government is really screwing things up a lot. But I really do believe that we're gonna somehow get that fixed. I just think we don't have a choice. And so put that aside for a second. If you look at the rest of the world, Europe is really in a tough place right now. And they're in a recession for the most part, most of Europe, and they're going to be in one for a while. They're really having to, and the reason why I think we're going to get our financial house in order more or less is because we can see what we will look like. We've got the benefit of seeing what we'll look like if we don't, because all we got to do is look at Europe, right? So in the meantime, the United States has one great advantage. We're entrepreneurial, and we're innovative beyond any other country on planet Earth. And we have a $15 trillion economy. And even if it only grows at 2 to 3%, that's still 2 to 3% of $15 trillion. That's a lot of extra buying and selling. That's a lot of business. And so what I want you to realize is that if you're still in business, if you're an American small business, and you're still in business after what we've gone through for the last 3 years, and you've heard me say this before, I think that you're going to have a great deal of success over the next 2 years. Maybe 2012 is going to continue to languish a little bit, but you know, one of my predictions was that 2012 is going to set up a surge, I think, in 2013, for 2013. So that means that if you're still in business, here are a couple of things that are going on. Number one, you've obviously learned how to operate your business efficiently and for survival. So never underestimate what an incredible lesson that you've learned in the last 3 to 4 years. I mean, you should be proud of yourself. You should really be, you should take stock of how resilient you are and how much smarter you've become as a manager in the last 3 or 4 years. Think about that. So here you are, you're a capable manager now. You've made it through the fire, and you came out on the other side, and now we've got a U.S. economy that I think is going to start growing. You've got a European economy that's going to hold us back a little bit, but America's still going to be the bright spot in the global economy. And don't worry about China. China needs us like we need them. Don't worry about China. China, remember this, China, the middle class is growing all around the world. The middle class is growing all around the world, especially in China, and they need our stuff too. So they're going to be buying our stuff too. So don't worry about that. But back here in America, the economy is going to grow. You have fewer competitors than you did have. I'm not saying you don't have enough, because you do, but you have fewer competitors because a lot of your competitors didn't make it. You made it, but they didn't. So that's one thing. The replacement for those competitors would have been startups, but the startups haven't happened, right? There has not been startups like we've seen in the past, and you know why. We've talked about that in the past. So what do you have to do? What I want you to think about is, what do you have to do? What do I have to do to make sure that when this economy starts growing, which I think it will about a year from now, when we head off into a true expansion, which I think what could happen a year from now. What do I have to do to make sure that my organization is ready? What people do I have? What people am I going to need to be functioning at that time? Don't wait until a year from now to get those people on board. Get them on board now. Make the investment. Get them trained so that when the economy, when things turn around, when your sales pick up and your profits pick up, you can take advantage of it. You're not just now retooling in the middle of all that. I want you to get ahead of the curve a little bit on this. What systems do you need? What technology do you need? What banking relationships are you going to need? What banking relationships am I going to need? What kind of bank support am I going to need from my bank in order to take advantage of that? Think about all these things, folks, so that when this happens, which I think will happen over the next 12 to 24 months, when this starts happening, you're poised and ready to go. You're sitting there ready to launch. You're ready to move and to take advantage of it. And I think there's every chance that you could have the most successful period of time in business of your life coming up in the next, between the next 12 and 24 months, starting between the next 12 and 24 months. That's what I think. But you got to get ready for it. Be thinking about this and have all these pieces of the puzzle in place so you can take advantage of it. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am bullish on America. Always have been, because I'm bullish on America's small businesses. You're my heroes. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.